Colonel James Cockrell, director of the Alaska State Troopers, says no final decision on whether to close the Talkeetna post has been made yet.
We're just kind of weighing our options right now to see what's feasible and what the cost savings would be.
If the Talkeetna post is closed, the troopers currently stationed there would be moved to the Matsu West post near Big Lake. Colonel Cockrell says a final decision on the Talkeetna post will likely not be made until near the end of this month.
My guess is we probably won't have a firm answer till the end of March, after, because currently the House has got our budget, and the end of March we should get a little bit more direction between the House and the Senate, what our numbers look like. We're anticipating they're going to stay the same. However, we're going to wait through the process.
Colonel Cockrell says the move could actually improve response times to parts of Willow, and even if the Talkeetna post closes, the Alaska State Troopers intend to maintain a regular presence in the Upper Valley.
The desire is still to assign at least one trooper to Talkeetna patrol area. The only difference would be is their office wouldn't be in Talkeetna. Their office would be out Matsu or Matsu West.
Whether or not the Talkeetna post closes, Colonel Cockrell says the overall ability of the troopers to respond will likely be impacted by budget cuts.
Certainly some things are going to have to come off our plate, and we'll respond to the ongoing emergencies and stuff, but some of the other stuff that we currently respond to, we may not be able to. You know, I'm hopeful we'll be able to provide the current levels of services, but realistically that's probably not going to occur.
The discussion of the fate of the Talkeetna post comes amidst a number of other cuts by the Alaska State Troopers. The closure of the Girdwood post was recently announced, and the legislature's current budget proposal would mean the loss of 30 trooper positions and the grounding of the agency's two primary search and rescue helicopters. The House Finance Committee begins hearings on the state budget this week. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.